Good work, lads. A little more and the seal falls. Look out, there she goes. That's it.
That's the last one for tonight, lads. Getting a little too dark now to see. Anyway, we've got most of the stuff ready for the sawdust crew.
What's that? It's a werewolf. Shoot it. Don't let it get away.
Our radio play for today, The Werewolf, is based on a most unusual story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
Oh, it's a terrible night, Alan. I'm glad you're here.
Well, I'm glad I'm here too, Irene. But there's nothing for you to be afraid of.
If. I'm afraid of if.
Oh, nonsense. I've told you a thousand times there's no such a thing as a werewolf.
Oh, yes, there is, Alan. A lumberjack saw it up in the woods. He shot at it, but it just howled and ran away.
Now, listen, darling. Lumberjacks are always seeing things in the woods. Their jumpy imaginations work overtime. Forget it. I'll turn on the radio. Come on, let's dance.
Do you think it's safe, Alan?
Well, sure. You certainly have turned into a bundle of nerves since the rumor was started about this werewolf business.
Well, it isn't rumor, Alan. That lumberjack swears he saw it, and it looked like a woman. Female werewolves only attack women. Young women, you know.
Oh, that's a lot of Tommy Rod. Come on and dance.
Begging your pardon, Miss Irene. Will you be needing me any more tonight?
Have you taken care of Mr. Bascom's things, had you?
Yes, miss. You'll find everything you'll need tonight, sir, laid out for you.
Thanks, Edith.
Then that's all, Hedy. Good night.
Good night, miss. Good night, sir.
Good night. Now will you dance, Irene?
Oh, I'm sorry to be such bad company, Alan, but I don't feel like dancing. Since I took over Grandfather's estate here, I'm the only girl around this section. And it evidently knows that.
Now, how could anything harm you? Hedges and the cook are here in the house all the time. And I've answered your call for protection, so stop worrying.
They say it can get through locked windows and barred doors.
They say they.
Well, they do.
Well, who are they?
People who know. You'll see.
What do you mean, I'll see?
Just what I say. You'll see when he gets here.
When who gets here?
Professor Dobie.
Well, who's he?
Well, when the story was published about the lumberjack seeing it and shooting at it, I got a letter from the professor saying he was interested in such matters and would like the opportunity to observe the phenomenon.
And you told him he could come here? Someone you've never even heard of?
Well, he's very famous. I looked him up in Who's Who in Science. Why, he's got a string of degrees as long as your arm. Besides, he told me he wished to test out his theories on the subject.
What theories?
Methods of killing it.
Irene, you're hopeless. Well, when is this werewolf expert arriving?
Oh, that must be the professor now. I'll answer the door myself.
Want me to go with you, Irene?
No, thanks.
Miss Irene Lawson?
Yes. Professor Dobie?
Yes, that's right.
Well, come right in. Oh, Professor, may I present my fiancé, Mr. Bascom?
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Bascom? I hope I'm in time. You haven't had another appearance of the werewolf since the one I read about in the paper?
No, Professor.
Good. I was so afraid I might have missed one.
Irene tells me you're very much interested in these things, Professor.
I am indeed. Supernatural phenomena interest me greatly.
And you expect to really see a werewolf around here?
If the story which appeared in the paper is true, I most certainly do.
Well, Professor, how do you expect to prove it?
Very simply.
Indeed?
Yes. Tomorrow, we shall have a talk with the lumberjack.
It's just like you read in the papers, Professor. He was clearing off that patch of timber on the north corner of the estate. Getting along towards dark when we heard that howl.
What did it sound like?
Like a wolf, and yet almost human, too.
Now, my man, tell me, really now, did you see this weird creature?
Oh, yes, sir. It had a shaggy mane, and it suddenly raised up on its hind legs like a human. And when I shot at it, the creature scampered off on all fours, howling like a demon.
Do you think your shot struck it?
Shots can't hurt werewolves, Professor.
What did I tell you, Alan?
And what did I tell you?
Now, what makes you think this weird creature you saw was a werewolf?
It's like this, Professor. 7 years ago, my little daughter disappeared. No trace of her was ever found. But that day, a werewolf was sighted. And every year about this time, it crops up again.
Very interesting. Well, that's all for now, my man. We may want to get in touch with you later.
Yes, Professor. Good day, ma'am. And you, sir.
I'll see you to the door. This way out, please.
Well, Professor, what do you think now?
You aren't safe until that creature has been killed.
Oh, you'll do something, won't you, Professor?
Don't worry, my dear. I'll take care of everything.
I beg pardon, Miss Irene.
Yes, Hedges?
You're wanted on the telephone.
Oh, excuse me, Professor.
Certainly.
Hedges, see if you can get anything for the Professor.
Very good, Miss Irene. Is there anything I can get for... Well, as I breathe and keep my eyes open, English Charlie Dobie.
I don't believe they,
Come on, Franta. I know you've just hit the bricks. In case you really don't recognize me in this outfit, I was 2703 in the up next to yours in the Iron House. But
you're not Pete Hodges?
That's me. Changed the O to an E for professional purposes. Well, well, who'd expect to run across you here? What's the new game, English?
Well, when I finished me jolt in the big house, I was on the nut, so to speak. Not a red cent to my name. I reads in the paper about this here bogeyman business, what we've been having, and give me an idea. Why not turn fronter and work the mysterious professor angle?
Why not?
So I drops into a library. In who's who, I finds a greybeard with the same name as mine. Same initials, too. What could be neater? I writes the little lady of the ass I was a specialist in this year for the mystery business. And here I am.
Yes, here you are. What you sharpening up for?
Whatever gets in my way. What are you?
Oh, I'm going straight English.
Straight to where?
No, you got me wrong. I'm on the legit, on the level.
Now, listen, schoolmate. You ain't turning into a rusty, are you?
Me? An informer? Not me. I won't preach on you. But what are you going to do?
I don't know yet. I only just arrived. My reason for being here, old, good, indefinite.
You don't think there is such a thing as a werewolf? Of
course there ain't. And if you does, you bar me. I'll just look the place over, decide what I want, lift it, and blow. If there's any danger of being grabbed, it's always our old pal, the werewolf, to blame for a rabbit.
Now, English, you ain't going to kill me, buddy.
Anybody what gets in my way will be found chewed by what the police will think has been a werewolf.
Professor's been here 3 days and three nights, and nobody's seen your werewolf.
I know, Alan, but you never can tell when the horrible thing may show up. The professor says I'm in great danger.
Well, that's the first statement the professor's I agree with. I think you are, too, as long as he's around here. I don't like that guy's looks, Irene.
Well, I'm sure he'll solve the mystery of this horrible creature. He knows all about them.
Thank you for the compliment, Miss Morton.
Oh, Professor... I didn't hear you come in.
I've just been having a look around the garden.
Don't tell me you've been having a rendezvous with that old devil werewolf.
No, Mr. Bascom. Unfortunately, I didn't have that privilege.
Oh, I shouldn't call it a privilege.
That's because you do not lean towards the science of the supernatural.
Pardon my scientific ignorance, Professor, but what is a werewolf?
A werewolf is a vampire. A dead human being that leaves its grave at night and takes any form it chooses. Usually that of a wolf. Anybody whose throat is slashed and whose blood is drunk by a werewolf will die and turn into another vampire.
Oh, how awful.
Very interesting. Very interesting. If you'll excuse me, I think I'll retire.
I think it's time to go to bed myself. Oh, what's that?
The werewolf. Remember how the lumberjack described it? Like a wolf, and yet almost human, too.
Look, out in the garden. There it is, by the fountain.
Where? It looks like a wolf.
And now it's standing on its hind legs.
There it goes, off into the woods.
Oh, why don't you go after it and kill it?
No, wait. There's but one way to exterminate a werewolf. You see, during the day, the corpse is forced to lie helpless in some temporary grave. This grave must be found and a stake driven through the werewolf's heart. When this is done, there will be no more vampire werewolves to haunt the night.
But it may come back again tonight.
Mr. Bascom and I are here to protect you, my dear.
Don't worry, Irene.
You saw it, didn't you, Alan? Now you know why I'm terrified.
Well, I saw something, I'll admit, but I don't know what...
I suggest you retire, Miss Morton. There's nothing we can do tonight. We must wait for daylight and search for the grave.
Come, Irene. I'll take you to your room.
Very well, Alan. If the professor is sure, it won't come back.
It won't come back, Miss Morton.
Thank you, Professor. I'll be able to rest now. Good night.
Good night, my dear young lady.
Oh, Alan, wasn't it awful?
Congratulations, English. You certainly pulled a stunt off late. I heard the owl look out the pantry window and saw you.
Saw me? Why, you're crazy. I was standing right here all the time.
You were? And how'd you pull the stunt?
I didn't. It weren't no stunt so far as I was concerned.
You mean there really was a werewolf?
That's what I does mean.
Oh, let me out of here.
Hey, wait for me.
Almost to the place where we see the footprints, Professor.
What did the print look like?
Like a girl or a small woman.
There it is. See?
It leads right into that cave.
So it does. Look, Alan.
Yes, I see it.
Well, I suppose we'd better go in and finish our job.
This way, folks. Now follow me.
Give me your hand.
Oh, there it is.
Now we'll try to take home, and that'll be the end of the werewolf.
Wait. Hold your axe, man. It's breathing.
Werewolf can't breathe from sunrise to sunset.
But bless my soul, it is breathing. What? Catch hold of me, gentlemen. Catch hold of me.
Wake up.
Oh, why? It's a girl.
Wait. It's my lost daughter. Oh, see her hand. My little erratic fingers of the left hand were all drawn together from the day she was born. Oh, my poor child.
She'll probably be all right. With hair?
I'll give her that, miss. I'll bring her back to life. And to think I almost killed her. Kill my own daughter. Come, Loretta. Come, baby. I'm going to take you home.
Be sure to read the weird story of a girl who was mistaken for a werewolf when it appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. The story will be found under the title, Lived Like a Little Wild Beast for 7 Years. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.